accepted that to get this up and running will take effort, it will take work, it will take money, and TFW has very kindly said we would like to help, we would like to put money aside to make this possible, and has done that. But and we have also registered it in Paris, but if the supervisory board should decide tomorrow that it should be based in Washington or whatever, then it's up to the supervisory board at that time to make that decision, not TFWA. There's no bound whatsoever. And again, this is the industry talking, it is not TFWA talking. But we are willing because we have the capability and the administrative system, we are willing to take upon ourselves the administrative burden and tasks, whatever, in the beginning, to make sure that it has a platform to work from. But again, and I'm very conscious of that, and fortunately now all the regional associations see it the same way. They appreciate that the TFWA is a player. Hopefully we're going to be a player, an important player, but it's not us. Absolutely, yeah. And they have all the regional associations have clearly stated they would like to be part of that, and most of them have said they would also like to be founding members of it. So we have come a long way over the last couple of years, and personally I'm delighted we are where we are now. And then I can accept it taking a little bit of time getting there. Okay. That was a lot of talk about. Anything else?
You mentioned that we're back at Marina Bay Sands for the Singapore show next year. What are the plans after that? Is it likely to be a long-term partnership with Marina Bay Sands, or will it even be in Singapore?
That's really up to our members to say. It will definitely be in Marina Bay Sands next year, and. How long is our contract with Singapore?
Actually, we have been able to secure the dates for the next 5 years,
okay.
But we can decide every year whether we wish to secure one. So it's a flexible contract.
But again, don't forget, we asked the visitors and the members after the Asia Pacific show last year, so what were your feeling? Were you happy about it? And the vast majority said, great, we want to stay at Marina Bay Sands. Which was quite a reassurance for us, having had to move at very short notice from the Suntec Center to Marina Bay Sands. So we're delighted that people accepted the move in such good grace. And that's for me, naively or not, that's an example of the trade association spirit. Everybody agreed that there was, it wasn't us causing the problem, it was the Suntec Center that hadn't done their work in time. But in good spirit, the vast majority accepted that's not good, but let's work together and let's get a good thing put together. And personally, I think the Asia Pacific event in Marina Bay Sands was a great event. Well, it was the biggest we've ever had, so there was something good in it anyway.
I think a lot of people would agree that you guys did a great job putting all together in such a small space of time.
Don't say that so loud, he gets it. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I can tell you, it was a major upheaval all of a sudden, with no out of the blue, having been told that everything was on track, to be told, oh, by the way, it's completely off track, and there's no way we can house you, but hope to see you in the following year. That was a little bit of a wake-up call, but I have to say that Alan and his team in Paris, and our partners in Singapore, did a phenomenal job. Within a week or two, we had established a contact and an agreement with Marina Bay Sands, and fortunately, they were able to move two events so we could fit in exactly the same time and fill up that slot. And I also say our partners in Singapore, all of them, from the tourism board to our technical partners to Marina Bay Sands, as I said in Singapore, they did a phenomenal, a fantastic job to support us and make it possible. It was a major task. you have to understand everything had to be changed, the floor plan, the signal, the signage system, everything had, communication, everything had to be changed, but we did it, and
yeah.
It was interesting. Not something I would like to do again. And it cost money. Okay.
Mentioned that there won't be a China conference next year.
No, but something
could be in the pipeline in 2015.
Correct.
We're still talking about China here as a region for a partnership.
Are
we looking at somewhere else?
No, for 2015 we are talking China. We are talking China because we still believe that's a fascinating, interesting, and massive market, and there's enough to do. And for those who were in Beijing, personally, I was fascinated, and I think there's so much more to be done, and we have some excellent ideas already for things we can do. So I think that's interesting, but doesn't mean to say we can't move somewhere else in the world and do another conference in 14 if the management committee should so desire. And I mean, we've got massive capacity here. We have nothing else to do, so we discuss with the management committee, and at the end of the day, they decide, provided there's an interest and what have you, or the board decides. But that's another thing. Okay. Otherwise, I hope you have had a good time. That's a good opportunity. Otherwise, I hope you've had a good time here in Cannes. And again, if there are any comments to us, let us know. As I said before, and I actually happen to mean that the trade press is a vital part of this event, vital part, very important part of this. So what we can do to facilitate your job and make it easier and whatever, we will do. The rest is silence. Okay? Anything I should have said or didn't? Good. In that case, thank you very much, and enjoy the drink. Thank you.